Jason Rosidlo reporting live from the KCQ Country Music Fest, being joined by Mr. Tracy Lawrence. Hi, how are you today?
I'm good today. Thank you very much for asking.
Okay, the last time we spoke was at the Michigan State Fair last August. What have you been up to since then?
Last August. Well, touring a lot. We've won a couple of awards since then at the CMAs and the ACMs. Pretty much just doing a lot of road dates.
And how is your record label doing?
Doing very well. We're actually getting ready to release our first new artist, a kid named Michael Scott. We'll be coming to radio with his first single the last week of July.
Alrighty. This is your third time here at the KCQ Country Music Fest. What do you think about it?
Oh, it's wonderful. I hadn't got to see much today. We didn't get in until about 9:30, 10 o'clock this morning. So I'm going to do my show and head back out.
Yes. Okay. You noticed any changes over the years? I know you came in 2000 and 1996.
Well, I haven't had a chance to see anything to make that evaluation.
All right. And you won your very first CMA award for Find Out Who Your Friends Are. And then again at the ACMs last month. How did that make you feel?
It was great.
Are you working on a new album yet, or still promoting For the Love?
Still promoting For the Love.
If you could do a duet with anyone, who would it be with?
Leanne Womack.
I understand one of your songs will be included in a new album titled Patriotic Country 3, fundraiser for children of deployed or injured military personnel.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that song?
It's a song called If I Don't Make It Back. It was actually on my Greatest Hits album a couple of years back. Yes.
Anything else you'd like to add today here in Saginaw?
Yeah, sounds good.
Thank you and have a great time.
You too.
Copyright 2008 AmericaJR.com, Detroit, Michigan, USA.